Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants, brought to you by Cheesehead TV, with your hosts, Corey Behnke and Aaron Nagler. Today's show, September 27, 2007, is about the Packers' incredible win over the San Diego Chargers, as well as a look ahead to the hated Minnesota Vikings, so don't go anywhere. You're listening to Packer Transplants.
Well, we're not going to completely abandon the run game, but we're not stupid either. We're not just going to go out there and just pound it. You know, it'll be three and out every drive.
From our studios in Inwood, Manhattan, Cheesehead TV brings you two guys who like to think they know something about football.
Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants. I'm Corey.
This is Aaron.
And today we'll revisit the huge win against the Chargers, talk about Brett Favre's record-tying performance and Mike McCarthy's job so far as head coach, and of course, preview the game against the Vikings. So let's get started.
How about we start off with the good, bad, and the ugly?
Good, Brett Favre, of Double course. D, Greg Jennings, Nick Barnett.
Heck yeah.
Bad, Bob Sanders. Well, I don't know. We'll
just
talk about that.
The list
Jared
going,
Bush, man. Bubba Franks.
Right. And Bubba Franks is only on there because he dropped that touchdown pass.
You're
it was
Bubba
in
Franks
his
hater.
Hands. I'm sorry. It was in his hands.
That's messed
and if he
up.
Catches that, then Favre breaks the record at home.
Why you got to hate?
That's why I got to put him on there.
Why you got to hate?
I'm drinking Haterade on Bubba Franks' hands today. That's all I'm saying.
And the ugly AJ Hawk. And he seems to be making our ugly list.
He's not there. He's not there, and he keeps getting sucked inside on these runs, and then people keep bouncing on the side. But I will admit, I read something from Bob Sanders this week and from the linebacker coach, Moss. So I'm thinking maybe I'm being a little too hard on Hawk because they say he's like doing everything they're asking him to do. You know, he's not showing up in the stat sheet, but they say the coaches say that they're not putting him in the same positions. They're putting Nick Barnett in. Nick Barnett's making all the plays. And it is true when this defense was run down in Miami, you know, when Jim Bates was running it.
It's Zach Thomas.
And Zach Thomas made all
it's
the plays.
It's a middle linebacker defense.
It's
a
middle linebacker defense.
No doubt.
So why did you spend a top five pick on somebody who is going to play on the outside and never make plays? That's all I'm saying. But
it's true, but he's only in his second year.
Exactly.
I mean, you don't even know.
It's only the third game, and it's not Hawk's fault. So
yeah.
I'm being hard on him, but that's my job.
Plus, he did take Antonio Gates. I mean,
he did.
He missed some plays.
Well,
you're going to miss.
Everybody took Antonio Gates, and no one could cover him.
But
so.
Everybody's going to take. Everybody mean? Takes
yeah,
him, and
you
nobody
gotta,
can
you
cover
try.
Him.
I mean, you know, Bigby couldn't cover him. Collins couldn't cover him. Hawk can cover him. Until the second half. In the second half, they just blanketed him the entire time, and he only had, like, one catch. So that's you know, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. But, so, like I said, I've been a little hard on Hawk. Fine. But Brett Favre, ladies and gentlemen, tying Dan Marino.
Tying
all
the all-time.
Time touchdown
all-time
record.
Touchdowns.
And that.
We knew he was. I mean, as soon as he said he was going to come back this year, it was like, okay.
Oh, yeah, but the record was
a matter of if.
I didn't think it was going to happen against the Chargers, though.
No.
Good Lord. On our poll, I voted for the freaking Bears game.
I thought
maybe I won a game.
I voted for the bye.
Oh, no. Which, by the way, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for going to CheeseheadTV.com and participating in the polls. We had a record number this week, 29. Although I will say, many of you, and the Vikings game is now the clear runaway winner of the poll. But can I just say, I think the majority of you voted after the Chargers game, so you don't count.
Yeah, you don't count. But while we're on polls, let's just move on.
We have a poll.
We have a new poll.
New poll this week.
Is this the start of a special season for Nick Barnett?
Possibly.
Who will go to the Pro Bowl? Will it be Nick Barnett, AJ Hawk, Al Harris, Charles Woodson, or
Aaron Campman? Is Aaron Campman on?
Yep.
Aaron Campman or
None of the above. Or you can vote for as many of those as you want.
Well, you can vote for one. You can vote for all of them. But let us know who you think defensive side of the ball.
Who's going to the Pro Bowl?
Going to the Pro Bowl.
We'll do one now, and we'll do one later in the season, and then we'll match them up.
See how good you guys are.
Yeah.
See how much we suck, and that'll be great.
Yeah, and we got a little love from JS Online.
We
from
did.
Greg Bedard.
I could not believe that. I posted a little something on the JS Online blog, and Greg Bedard, the new beat writer, gave us a shout
from
out.
From Florida. Thank you.
Said he liked our site. So, ladies and gentlemen, you're not alone. The Milwaukee media is slowly coming on board.
I was starting to have some haterade for him, though.
Why?
I just, you know, newcomer. You don't
know,
really
well,
know
exactly.
Who people are.
No,
it's
well,
like,
hey, speaking of not haterade, but
yeah.
Greg Bedard writing about the Packers. you know, during his blog of the game, he started writing about how he couldn't believe McCarthy didn't run it in or at least go in by power formation on fourth and one. And I got to say, I have been going back and forth
with
every Packer
one.
Fan I know about that fourth and
well,
one.
Well, here's the thing it comes down to. You know what I hate? I hate it when people tell me what to do, right? I hate it when people micromanage me, right? I love that word.
You?
No, right. So I hate that. So I try not to do that to other people.
Right.
Right? Especially when it comes to play calling, because it's like, hey, you're not, I'm not in the game. I'm not.
Right. You're not on the staff. Nope. You don't see the film.
And you know what?
Don't break down the, that's, I don't think people realize that.
I've seen.
It's really easy to sit on your couch or sit in a bar and say, oh, that's the dumbest call ever. And I used to be one of those guys. And you, Corey Banky, you're the one who got me out of that. Year after year, I would be the one saying it, and you would always say, you don't know what they know. You know, it's and the other big part, and the thing that you really got me with was the execution factor. And it's like, and Sunday was a perfect example. Everyone can say that it was a horrible call to go empty set, but the play call and the actual play itself worked perfectly. The only thing that didn't work was Brett's execution.
Mm-hmm.
And McCarthy alluded to it in his press conference.
Yeah, we're going to listen to that audio. It's true. I love how he's like, wait. I've been using that all day, and it's working.
It's working all day.
Why the hell wouldn't it work on
fourth
and one?
Now, all of a sudden, it's a bad call. That's ridiculous.
Now I'm supposed to show somebody in the backfield, so you just will be surprised that maybe I'll run. I'm going to put it in. And it's the other thing, too. It's like, why would I, as a coach, okay, Brett Favre. Okay,
thank you.
Brett
Favre. Whose hands do you want the ball?
Or a rookie.
Game on the line.
Even if it's Deshaun Winn, Brandon Jackson, whoever.
It doesn't matter. You want it in Brett Favre's hands.
Now, it's a no-brainer.
Having said that, Brett made the wrong read. Because you can go to NFL.com, and you can see the highlight, and you can see the play.
Right.
And on that play, both James Jones and Donald Lee are open on the slants. Lee to the top, Jones on the bottom. So, and Brett just missed it.
Yeah,
Brett
just missed which it. Is human error, which is like,
absolutely, it's going to happen. But that's the thing. You can't second-guess the play call unless you know everything.
Yeah.
And people didn't realize that Brett made a bad read.
Well, it's hard because Tom Jackson or some of these guys, they watch all these games. They don't see the whole game.
No.
They don't see that.
They see the important plays.
I just went backfield with nobody in the backfield like 20 times, and they couldn't do nothing on me.
Yeah, they couldn't stop it all day. Well, let's listen. Let's listen to what Coach had to say.
Well, let me ask you this, and I understand that because Jeff and I were just talking about this. If you can go empty backfield all day and it's successful, I mean, I really don't understand the criticism of doing it at that particular time, especially fourth and one. I'll tell you this, as a play caller, win or lose, I mean, you're always up at night and you think about two or three plays. And I do it every week, so it's an exercise I go through. And then actually seeing the play, I'm still very comfortable with the call. I haven't seen Brett yet, and I don't know if he's watched the film, but he'll be disappointed when he sees the play. But it's amazing.
And that's what I'm talking about. See the film. Go to NFL.com. They got the highlight. Go watch it. James Jones, wide open.
What does I just went backfield with nobody in the backfield mean? I said that, and I don't think it makes any sense.
It doesn't make any sense, except when it does. That's when it makes sense.
You know what does make sense to me?
What's that?
The defense.
Our defense, I got to tell you.
I want to see some dollars, though. I don't want to just see some cents. I want to see some money. I want to see some $50 and $100 bills.
Yeah,
I want to make it rain with some defense.
They had some problems this past week.
I don't want to see Al Harris making it rain in Florida.
Specifically,
I want to see.
I'm not touching that.
I want to see the defense making it rain on the football field.
Well,
that's what I want to see.
They played solid last week, but you know, Jarrett Bush was.
I
want to
see some domination, though.
You know,
when's that going to happen?
Well, that's the thing. They are now played three games, and they have been ranked right at like 15 or 14.
Yeah, let's talk about ranking.
So
in the NFC North, the Packers defense is ranked 16th in pass rush and pass defense.
I mean in the NFC.
No, NFL.
NFL.
10th in rushing defense. But this I'm just doing the NFC North real quick, just going through. So that was the Packers.
Right.
Okay? Chicago Bears are ranked 23rd against the pass, 12th against the rush. Minnesota,
who we play this week?
The hated. I did not realize it. 8th against the pass, 3rd against the rush, 11th overall. It's insane.
They're good. They're good.
You want to talk about a top 10 defense? I wouldn't have guessed the Minnesota Vikings being a top 10 defense.
But let's look.
Yeah. Well, that's what I did next. I was like, okay. So they beat Atlanta 24-3.
The worst team in the NFL.
Atlanta. Okay.
The worst team in the NFL.
I hope you beat them 24-3. 24 is kind of low, too, if you think about it. Detroit, the worst team in the NFC North. Okay.
20. Well, I don't know about that.
Maybe Minnesota is. 20-17, they lost.
In overtime.
Yeah. Kansas City, 13-10 against Kansas City. Kansas City, by the way.
There's a team with no offense.
But the fourth-ranked defense.
Yeah. No, they're no joke. And we have to play them later.
Yeah, we do.
That's going to be scary.
I'm looking at their defense being like, wow, I'm more scared of them than Minnesota.
Minnesota's got a tough D. If you put their defense coupled with the Metrodome, that's always scary.
You think Darren Sharpen's going to get a pick?
No. But what I'm scared, I'm more skeptical about, and you know, the end of the first half, Packers are up 17-7. You know, we shut them down there. Come out in the second half, we got a good lead. You know, we can dominate. Talk about domination. We could take that game over. And Campman alluded to it this week. It's like they haven't done that yet. They haven't taken over a game yet, and that was their chance. But Bob Sanders, and I know I just got done saying don't criticize the play calling. And, you know, and I want to stay away from it for the very reasons I just stated. But even if you go back and look at it, and I have gone back and watched the game a couple times, and he rushes four down linemen every single play for an entire 80-yard drive when they're just methodically, the Chargers are methodically moving it down the field. He changes up the defensive backfield, the coverage, one time. The entire rest of the time.
You think that somewhat has to do with confidence, though?
I guess, but how
maybe their third guy and Atari Bigby, they need that time.
How confident can you be
Corey
when
Williams?
You watch them
That's
go
true.
From the 20 to the goal line and then they score a touchdown?
Yeah.
And they come out at the beginning of the second half and do it again. I mean, I don't know. That was a little disconcerting to me. However, JS Online, Greg Bedard, thank you very much. He has a new feature. Those of you who don't know, go there on, I think it's Monday or Tuesday. He will take your questions. And then the best ones, he will ask.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Ask,
I saw Bob Sanders answered your
Bob
question.
Bob Sanders answered my question.
Wow.
I said, and I actually think, you know, I was ready for, like, coach speak and, like, you know, totally, like, to blow it off. But he actually said, you know, I think we have to look at that. I was concerned about it. So I think he probably is some coach speak, and he probably is blowing
so
it off.
So maybe because
but
of what you said,
I
they'll
think
change
I
their looks.
I am going to be the key to the turnaround.
You're the
I'm
key
gonna,
to
I'm gonna
the
break
defensive
us.
Turnaround.
Aaron Nagler is going to break us out of the malaise of finishing in the middle of the pack all the time, 15th, 14th,
yeah.
All 3 weeks in a row. And now, watch. After this week, we're going to jump into like the top 10, maybe even
I will
top
say,
five,
though, the players are ready for me. It. The players
oh,
are ready. They're aggressive. They're the most aggressive defensive players we've had in a long, long time.
I think since the
mentality,
96 season when we ranked number one.
Nick Barnett really has do. Never been this aggressive.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That play, that interception at the end was incredible. That's
He's
an
had
all-pro
two.
Play.
That's two interceptions
that's
that are
play.
Amazing.
Yeah. Oh, that first like one against McNabb was unbelievable.
Well, and, you know, I read the article about trouble than, you know, Jarrett Bush. That's hard.
Yeah.
But, you know, I want to see Will Blackman. I want to see Tremon Williams. We've got, there's guys
Frank
who,
Walker even.
Frank
I
Walker.
Mean, I think, yeah, I think there's
talent there. It's not like years before where you're like, oh,
this
young this kid. This
is all we've got.
Yeah, and even you know. Jarrett Bush. I'm not unhappy with Jarrett Bush. Yeah, they picked on Jarrett Bush. But
they
that
did.
Just means your number one and two are really freaking
really,
good.
Really good. Exactly. Exactly.
And it's like I said earlier, every time you see Al Harris, every time you see any team getting a touchdown, okay, most
against
times
Al Harris.
It's
yeah.
against Al Harris. But I will say this, he is literally inches
oh,
from the ball.
He played the one to Jackson. you can't play it any better.
Every
than that.
Single
it was
one.
A perfect pass,
it's ridiculous.
A beautiful catch. You can't defense that.
Yeah.
He defends that as well as
he
possibly could.
He is exactly. so close to the defender. He's like
yeah.
a glue on him. It's
yeah, he is.
It's amazing.
It's ridiculous.
So, Aaron Campman, what's up with him?
Well, the thing.
See, I didn't
Campman's
see all
close.
His plays.
Campman's been close a couple times. He's knocked down the quarterback. The sacks aren't coming, and they were asking him about it this week. But my fear with Campman is that they're using – I mean, he played every one but three snaps this last weekend.
If I wasn't getting the quarterback, I'd feel like, oh, God, come on. You know, that's frustrating. But, you know, I've been getting the quarterback. I've been hitting him. You know, I almost had a sack last – but, you know, I mean, just things like that. You know, I get McNabb. He's a half a yard past the line. You know, I mean, just stuff like that. You know, It's more about making sure that getting pressure on the quarterback, getting hits, making sure that we win the down, That's really what's important.
No, Aaron, what's important is that you're playing the Vikings this
week. Right.
And last time you saw the Vikings, you were sacking the quarterback three times.
I'd like to see some of that.
Three times. Okay. He breaks out of his slump this week. He's going to destroy whoever the Vikings
decide to
put in front of him.
If Aaron Kampman had three sacks, KGB had two sacks, Nick Barnett had a sack, A.J. Huck had a sack, and Brady Patinga just got a little hit.
Just for a little something.
Just
something.
For a little linebacker
Ladies
love.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd just like to throw something out here
and
right
Colin
now.
And Colin Jenkins.
I hate the Vikings!
Yeah.
I hate them! I hate them!
Yeah.
I hate them. I hate the Vikings so much. I cannot even describe how much I loathe.
Yeah, I hate the Vikings, more than
they play
Bears.
In a dome. They're the Vikings. They come to across the sea to destroy your lands. They're Vikings, but they play in a dome.
Isn't your
ridiculous.
Favorite isn't your favorite Viking Ragnar?
Ragnar the Viking.
What a loser.
You want to secretly be him, I think.
Are you insane? Are you insane?
Rangar the Viking.
If
what
you saw
joke.
Him on the street, would you start yelling at him?
No, I would laugh. I would just cackle with glee at what a geek he is. Oh my
Wait,
goodness.
Are you calling someone a geek?
I am. I am, please.
I'm not saying anything.
We're big time Packer geeks, but Packer is cool.
Well,
we have a history.
I wouldn't
we
go that
a,
far.
We have an ethos. We have, like, you know, all this stuff going for us.
I don't
They're
know.
The Vikings, for
yeah, it's,
God's
it's true.
Sakes, Corey. Get with me on this.
Yeah,
I can't
yeah,
believe
true.
This.
No, it's You're, true. I don't know that I'd call Packer fans cool, but...
We are beyond cool. We're the coolest of the cool.
I'm proud of us, but, you know...
We are so
we're not,
cool.
We're not really... We don't have the whole hipster
You go
thing.
To Lambeau, you go out and tailgate, that
oh, yeah,
just
that's
screams
cool. That's the
cool.
epitome of cool. Especially on Bear games when
screams
my cousin
cool.
Dennis cooks bear steaks.
Bear meat, baby.
Mm.
But that's next week. Can't look ahead.
Yeah.
But as for this week... And going against the Vikings.
What about Antoine Winfield?
Antoine, did you see this? He came out
I can't
on
even
Monday.
Say his name right. That's how much
on
I don't
Monday,
like him.
Monday, he said, I want Driver. Oh, I don't want Driver,
gosh.
You know, catching the pass.
They have to have something
record.
To talk about because they're so terrible.
They're so horrible. I mean, come on. The last time
I
we
want
played
Driver.
Them.
Dude, they're never going to have
you
single
can have
coverage.
Driver.
On, they're
Bring
never going
to
put Antoine Winfield alone
Even if they
on
do.
Driver.
And you know
He's
what?
He's always going to have over-the-top help.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Credit where it's due. Winfield had a good game against Driver in Lambeau. But that was in Lambeau in December. Okay?
Whatever.
It's a whole other world.
Yeah, when we
Driver
didn't have anybody else
track,
who was...
Bring it. Exactly. Yeah. Anyone else to worry about.
Exactly.
And now we got Jennings. Now we got Jones. Bring it.
Donald
That's
Lee.
Donald Lee, but it's coming
Bubba.
Down to one man, Double D, baby.
That's true.
Double D.
He can take. He's starting to be able to take a game on his back.
Last year in the Metrodome, the man had 191 yards.
Wait, how many yards does the Vikings have?
In Lambeau, the last time we faced them, 104.
104.
So wait, I'm sorry. Two games ago, Donald Driver had 191 yards.
He had.
And the last time we faced the Vikings, they had 104. 104 yards from a professional football team.
Yeah, that's...
And I use the word professional in quotes.
Yeah.
All right? Ridiculous.
Professional. Professional means that you get a cruise together.
I hate the Vikings. I hate them.
So do you think the Packers will run at all?
No, I think they might run the ball five times. Maybe six.
Five?
And we're going to see the return of Vernon Morency.
Do you think they'll bring the double reverse back?
No. I think we'll see some draws and screens, but that's going
to
be about it.
I think
it
you're going to see a. I think he's going to really try to use DeSean Wynn as a screen in
I
a lot.
I tell you what, DeSean Wynn is not afraid to like chip somebody out of the backfield. That kid was knocking people.
He's going to have to if we're going to go if we're going to do what we keep doing.
Yeah, I know.
Have to
if we're
going to
go spread
body.
Formation, he better be chipping some people out of the backfield. Kenechi Aduze, Aduzidazi, whatever his name is on the outside, he better hit him a couple times. That's and the guys inside. He was, I'm telling you, Wynn last week was going up and like hitting Williams at the nose tackle. Mm-hmm. I was like, whoa.
Well, maybe he can do some of that. Oh, and by the way,
dumb as wrong.
Want to apologize for the end of last week's podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
We
want
to apologize specifically.
Specifically to Mr. Corey Hall.
Corey Hall.
Both referred to as Corey White.
Sorry.
I mean, ladies and gentlemen.
We're sorry.
You
we're
can
losers.
Understand.
No.
I mean, we can understand.
We can't.
I mean, it's unforgivable.
It's unforgivable.
But you can understand.
I can't understand it.
It's like. I can understand. Corey Hall,
we
Corey
were
White,
talking junk about him. If you're gonna talk,
we were talking junk.
Yeah, we were because I was
a Packer.
Saying,
we
no,
talk
I know.
Junk about
we
Packers.
Were kind of talking junk.
We were.
I talk junk when I go to a game and I'm on the 50 and Nick Barnett's not doing his job. I'd call him out right there.
Yeah,
I mean,
and then
he's
he finds you
butt.
In the parking lot.
It's true. It's true. It's true.
Booty.
I don't think he cares. He's got other things to do.
Yeah, like going to Appleton and getting arrested.
Well, speaking of, yeah,
no, not speaking of. We're gonna win this week. I don't care. We got to destroy him because I hate him. And that's it.
That's it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed the latest installment of Packer Transplants. Please tell your fellow Packer fans and visit us at CheeseheadTV.com.